means to us and have that in our mind. For the word sacrifice is mentioned in the second reading today. For parents, sometimes we often use that word, parents sacrifice for their children, and they literally do. They sacrifice their time, their money. When a baby's young, they sacrifice their sleep. They're up all night. They're sick sometimes, and they have to go to work in the next morning. We sacrifice all kinds of things. In battle, we talk about soldiers, someone who risks their life to save another. They might even be killed, but they've saved the other person. They've given their whole life for another person. In the many horrible stories in the Iraq-Syria war, there's a story of a young American woman who was captured for a long time. She was imprisoned and abused with some young Yazidi women. They had a chance to escape, and the story that's told by one of the local women that escaped, she chose to stay. Seems a really tough decision, because she thought they wouldn't come after these local women, that there's so many of them, but they would pursue an American woman and catch them all. So she literally gave up her life, whether it was a tough decision or not, she gave up her own life to save these others. And in the gospel today, Jesus talks about denying ourselves, taking up our cross and following him. Denying ourselves, that's another way of saying sacrifice. We are really, what we're doing is we're thinking of another's good, or we're thinking of our love for God, our love for Jesus, rather than what will benefit us personally. In the reading from Paul, it talks about offering our bodies as a living sacrifice. So most of us, where we live here today, we're not called to literally give up our lives for our faith or risk our lives for someone. Other than, say, we were around somewhere, water or by a traffic, and a young child was about to get killed, even if it wasn't our child. Most people wouldn't even think. They'd run out, risk their life, and save this young child. So we can get in situations where we would risk our lives. But we're called in our everyday life to sacrifice, deny ourselves from others. In everyday life, we always have people that we have difficult times getting along with, whether at work, people in our family bother us, things are difficult, to be patient with others, to forgive others, to be kind to them. All these things are smaller ways, different degrees of denying ourselves, sacrificing our time to help someone. Father Charlie mentioned a hurricane. There's always tragedies around the world and starvation. Anytime we give out of love, give of our money to help those in need, that's a way we can sacrifice without giving our lives, but living this continual life of sacrifice. And it goes into all areas of life. If we're faithful to our prayer life, volunteer work we do, anything we do in our church and our communities, we can be sacrificing for others and denying ourselves. Jesus gave the ultimate sacrifice. He died on the cross for our sins. So we are called, he says, to take up our cross each day and follow him. So anything we can do to follow in his steps, because we are each part of the body of Christ. We receive the Eucharist, which is the body of Christ. But we also, as Paul describes elsewhere, we're like Christ's hands, his feet, his mouth, his eyes. We're the ones who do good through the earth, that live on the earth, since Christ is with the Father in heaven. But he is the head of us, the body. So any way we can let him live through us, any way we can not be selfish, do something out of love, then we are acting in self-sacrifice and denying of ourselves. And we can continually grow in this love for others. There's no point where we can't grow farther. So we can pray each day, reflect on our lives, and to see how we have grown. And we can always ask ourselves, is there a deeper way we can grow closer to God? Or if we have completely turned away at some point or done some terrible sins, we can go to confession, we can turn back to God in our hearts and return to him, return to that point of denying ourselves, of following him. And in the things we're denying, many of them are good in themselves, but also many of the pleasures we enjoy in things, they're fun in themselves, good in themselves, but they're passing. But loving others and following Jesus, we get this joy and peace from Jesus that lasts even in the midst of turmoil. As any of us who have helped someone who is really in need, we've seen the joy on their face, how much they appreciate it. And we ourselves have this sense of joy and peace of just having done something good for another and saw how it has helped them. So all these are ways we can continually deny ourselves. We can bring forth the body of Christ, the love of God, because some people don't know how much God loves them, especially in our day with many who have drifted away from God or church, sort of a secular society without a lot of outward faith. If we can be these living examples of love to others, forgiving them, being patient when they're having a hard day, if we can remember that we also have hard days even though we have faith, that we can try to be patient with others, and somehow they can see the love of God through us. And so as we go forward, if we can just ask ourselves periodically, or every day if it works, is there a way how I can further deny myself? If I can seek God farther, how can I pray and grow in love for God, that I would help others so that they could see God through me and that they could be drawn closer to God themselves? And in the process, doing this, even though I'm giving up myself, that's kind of like a paradox, an opposite. We give of ourselves, but Christ fills us with himself. So everything we give up, we're getting something greater. We're getting Jesus in a deeper sense, closer to him. So we can ask ourselves periodically, what can I do to grow closer to Jesus and to grow more in love from others through my sacrifice?